Welcome to Social Marketing Advice, the podcast that helps real estate professionals, mortgage lenders, and small business owners succeed in the world of social media marketing. Join me as we dive into the latest news and updates on the top social platforms. We'll share expert advice on how to attract more business and even provide a dose of motivation to help keep you inspired throughout the way. Now get ready to take your marketing efforts to the next level because it's time to dominate on social media. Let's dig in. Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 3 of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. This is your favorite social guru, Deborah Brownell, and I am super excited to get into today's podcast with you. Now, I've got lots of juicy news, hot trends, and tons of changes that are happening in the vast, ever-changing world of social media. But first things first, who has heard about Meta's new app, Threads? Absolutely everyone and their mother's brother is talking about it. And just a few short days ago, Threads marked a milestone, reaching a whopping 100 million users, outpacing even the mighty ChatGPT as the fastest growing app ever. Can I repeat that? The fastest growing app ever. Now, let's talk about that serious speed. It just took 2 hours for Threads to hit 2 million users and a mere 7 hours to hit the big 10 million. And guess what? They are just getting started. Now, Mark Zuckerberg himself tells us that the majority of users joined purely from organic demand, which, if you ask me, it's just fancy talk for the fact that people are loving it. And guess what? They're not even planning on monetizing it until they hit 1 billion users. So they're going big or going home, and I think there will be a ton of new opportunity in this Threads app to take advantage of if you're a business owner. Now, I also thought it was kind of funny after doing my research for this episode, I found out that a Canadian judge just ruled that a thumbs up emoji carries the same weight as an actual signature. How wild is that? What world are we living in? But I also learned that email is still reigning supreme with 4.37 billion users worldwide using email. That's even ahead of Facebook and YouTube users. So in case you think that you need to be exploring other ways to promote your business, not just by using social media, email marketing can be a super powerful tool for prospecting for new business, for managing current client experiences, and even keeping up with past clients, which I know everybody struggles to do properly. But in other news, traffic took a huge hit on Twitter with the arrival of Meta's Threads, while TikTok just landed the number one spot in app revenue, which earned a cool $1 billion in consumer spending, which is crazy. ChatGPT also experienced a 10% drop in worldwide traffic, so maybe this novelty is starting to wear off. I'm not sure. Now, I'm sure you've noticed all of the marketing that's happening everywhere you see for the new Barbie movie, right? It is literally everywhere. They've created over 100 brand partnerships. They're running experimental marketing campaigns and tons of ads on social. So they're really trying to bring Barbie back to life, back from like the 80s and 90s, which is kind of a cool concept. They've even partnered with companies like Airbnb to create a Barbie dream house that people can visit afterwards. And even OPI nails to create a Barbie nail color. How cool is that? Now, if that isn't creative out-of-the-box marketing and thinking, I'm not sure what is, but I just found their campaign fascinating on how they're getting the word out about the new Barbie movie. Now, on a final note, I wanted to talk a little bit about content repurposing. Now, you heard it right. 46% of marketers believe that repurposing content is a strategic move, especially with tight budgets in the economy right now. It saves a ton of money and is less time consuming than creating new content. So just take it from the pros that sometimes it's just not about reinventing the wheel, but rather about polishing the one you already have. Now, I know I'll be doing this much more for my clients over the next few months, but I take it for me, I really think that's a great strategic way to start repurposing the content you might already have. Now, let's dive a little bit deeper into the Threads phenomenon. I'm super fascinated by this new app and how well it's doing. And for those of you that may not be super familiar with it yet, it actually operates very similarly to Twitter. You can follow other users, interact with them, post, share, and even private message people. And it has literally exploded onto the scene with more than 10 million registered users in just 7 hours and over 95 million posts shared. So I'm telling you, Twitter, you better watch out. Threads is coming for you. Now, in response to Threads, Twitter has actually put some changes into motion. They're planning to limit tweet reads per day. So if you're a Twitter Blue user, you can read up to 8,000 tweets per day. An unverified account gets up to 800. And newly registered and unverified counts can read up to 400 tweets per day. Now, while I may not really agree at all with that step, I'm not sure why they made that decision to limit the amount of tweets people can see, but it definitely makes you raise your eyebrows and go, hmm. Now, before I wrap up today's podcast, let's just not forget about TikTok Live, Reddit's holiday insights that they're going to be putting out soon, and how Instagram is expanding collaborations to 3 accounts. So now you'll be able to collaborate and tag 3 businesses or people versus just one. So that's a really good change for Instagram. Now, so much is just continuing to happen in the social space, and it is truthfully my job at the end of the day to keep up with it all. So as I end today's episode, let me leave you with just a tiny little nugget of wisdom. Hiring a professional who knows the ins and outs of these platforms, who stays updated with these changes, and understands the algorithms can truly make a difference in your business. Now, remember, your online presence is a powerful tool, so you have to use it wisely, and it can really elevate your brand and take it to new heights. So that's it for me on this week's episode of the Social Marketing Advice Podcast. Join me next week for more exciting news, tips, and trends. Until then, stay savvy and keep innovating, my friends. You have a great rest of your week.